sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high class mind. Never buys a dress, it's always a frock. And always winds her timepiece up, but never her clock. She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato. You should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She never shares a kiss, she lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks each time I hold her tight. She's so refined, refined. Never shares a kiss, lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks each time I hold her tight. My sugar is so refined, so refined. My girl is granulated sugar cane.
I just know Kenny Everett would have loved that song because of the twiddly bits at the beginning and at the end, the high lows, and My Sugar Is So Refined. And my thanks to Fred Wasser in North Carolina for that. He played it in his show on another radio station, WHUP, out of North Carolina last Saturday lunchtime for us over here in the States, and very enjoyable it was as well. So Fred, thank you for that. Good morning, welcome to Beely at Night here on Angel Radio. I'm with you for the next 2 hours with lots of good music, and we have some comedy, and we also have bits and bobs that we usually have in the program. So if you're expecting the same old thing, well, that's probably pretty much how it's going to be, with the occasional sound effect.
There's a sky to invite us, and a moon to excite us. Yet you turn from my kiss. This is romance, it's a moment of splendor. Yet you fail to surrender to a night such as this. The dreamy magic of your eyes enchanted my heart. What will the magic of your love be granted my heart? Now I'm in a trance, let me be heaven bound, dear. This is paradise found, dear. Sweetheart, this is romance.
Waving the stick at the orchestra, and no doubt you recognized Skinny Ennis there doing the singing on This Is Romance. And that was a song supplied by DAB Dave. Morning, Dave. Hope you are well. And he supplied quite a bit of the music, actually, in this morning's program, as he very kindly sends me some songs each week. And a lot of them get used in this program. And if they don't get used here, then they get used on my morning programs on Monday, and of course occasionally the jazz show, and of course the other one, the mid-morning show, the live one on Tuesday. I know I'm showing off now. It doesn't go well, does it, when I show off? Anyway, how's your week? Hope your week has been good. My week has been, since I was with you last, actually pretty quiet. Can't think of anything that we did except the usual things of going to the shops and listening to the wireless and reading and stuff like that. Went absolutely crazy with cleaning the house last Saturday from the time I got up till about 6 o'clock at night, with the break of a two-hour program that I do on another radio station. Otherwise it was clean, 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 and that's the most fun that I've had since I was with you last. So I'm looking forward to these 2 hours with you immensely. We'll have our Bing In singing section in a couple of minutes' time. To take us there, he's tall, dark and handsome, Ted Weems and his orchestra, with the vocals from Parker Gibbs.
I'm nervous as can be, said little Mary to a friend she knew. Oh, you would be delighted and feel the same as me if someone introduced him to you. If the first time we've met, he's the kind you can't forget. He's tall, dark, and handsome. Though I don't know his name or the place from whence he came, he's tall and dark and handsome. He had that brand of kisses you'd adore. I never thought they kissed that way before. He's the type that makes you feel that he's too good to be real. He's tall and dark and handsome. Thank you.
He's taught Arkin Addison from Ted Williams and his orchestra, and Parker Gibbs was singing. I owe you a bit of an apology because last week in our Tell Me a Story segment, I played a story that I'd featured a couple of weeks before. Didn't mean to do that. Thanks to Brad in he's in Canada at the moment, I think, for bringing it to my attention. Usually, I write all of this stuff down and keep good notes, but obviously I didn't do a particularly good job in that. I will try and do better, but sometimes, you know, mistakes happen. What can I say? I know. Bing. Sing.
Solamente una vez amé en la vida, solamente una vez y nada más, una vez nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza. La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez nada más s'entregale l'alma con le dulce total renunciación. Una vez nada más en mi puerto brilló la esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Entrega el alma con la dulce total renunciación. Una vez nada más en mi puerto brilló la esperanza que alumbra el camino de mí.
The world alone. hopeful heart for the willing hand.
Oh, come, come,
there's a wondrous land where I'll build you a home in the meadow. For the hopeful heart, for the willing hand.
Come, come, there's a wondrous land
where I'll build you a home in the meadow.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I beg you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. You made our lover's lane a road of sorrow, till at last we had to say goodbye. You're leaving me to face each new tomorrow with a broken heart you taught to cry. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through, but how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
Good old Bing. I thought we'd have three songs from him this week. The first one was Solamente Una Vez, You Belong to My Heart. And then we had Bing Crosby with Fred Waring, along with the Pennsylvanians, and A Home in the Meadow sounded awfully like Green Sleeves to me. And we also had A Bouquet of Roses, and those are our three songs from Bing Crosby in our section, Bing Sings. And from that, we move straight over to Germany and say good morning to Holger as we go to his house and get a song that he very kindly has sent us and thinks that you and I will enjoy. And I am sure we will. Have a listen to this and then I'll tell you about it afterwards.
Stehen. Oh, pardon, hab ich den Herrn mir vorgestellt. Oft schon hab ich mich gefragt, ob es ihn wirklich gibt, von dem die Operette sagt, dass er so fürstlich liebt. Da fuhr ich durch die Eifel in jenes kleine Land und fragte voller Zweifel den ersten, den ich fand. Oh, pardon, sind Sie der Graf von Luxemburg? Oh, pardon,
große Mann von Welt. Nun sagt er und lachte leis, das bin ich leider nicht. Ich wette, dass ein Mann was weiß, der so verlegen spricht. Er grüßte und ging weiter, ehe ich mich recht besann. Da kam ein stolzer Reiter, den hielt ich einfach an. Oh, pardon, sind Sie der Graf von Luxemburg? Oh, pardon, sind Sie der große Mann von Welt? Sie sind süß, sprach er und stieg vom Pferd. Der Graf, der lebte in Paris, bei mir sind Sie verkehrt. Drum sollen Sie erfahren, jetzt werden Sie nicht rot. Seit fast 100 Jahren ist dieser Herr schon tot. Oh, pardon, sind Sie der Graf von Luxemburg? Oh, pardon, sind Sie der große Mann von Welt? Oh, pardon, genau wie Sie jetzt vor mir stehen. Oh, pardon, hab ich den Herrn mir vorgestellt.
That might be my favorite Holger song so far. Dorothy Colo singing there, and the song was called Sinsi de Graf von Luxembourg, which is Are You the Count of Luxembourg? The singer was born in Denmark, but now lives in Germany, and has got a really great voice, hasn't she? I really like that a lot. Thank you so much, Holger. And we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week. Right now, Holger, time to go upstairs to Bedfordshire, give Christine our love, and we'll be in touch soon.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
Angel Radio, thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
And here's Peter and Gordon.
17, a beauty queen, she made a ride. That caused a scene in the town.
Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her arms, hiding all the latest charms. Lady Godiva,
she found fame and made her name. A Hollywood director came into town
and said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, specially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. Lady Godiva.
He directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair lying on the barber's floor, doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
People often ask, do you plan all the music in your program? The answer is no, I don't really plan it. I pretty much do it as we go along, normally about five or six songs ahead of what I'm actually playing. But I just thought that would be rather nice to hear that just at that point. So I just threw it in, and I thought it worked rather well, didn't you? Peter and Gordon and Lady Godiva. Now, after this, we'll have Beagle's Big Three.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Now picture a little loveliness down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet loveliness. Think what a year can bring. Yes, he's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. Yeah, she sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. Now he doesn't make much money, only $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay $6,000 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. Judge say, budge right into jail. You'd better keep her, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yes, yeah, you better keep her, daddy, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Louis Armstrong and making whoopee. Very good morning to Sylvia, who lives in Collingwood, which I believe is in Essex. She says, I don't know if I can carry on the so famous that the singer needs no introduction theme or not, but I think I probably do. I think, Sylvia, you definitely do. You've chosen three great songs from a really great singer who really does not need any introduction. This is Beagle's Big Three, as chosen by Sylvia in Collingwood.
With the parting of the ways, you took all my happy days and left me lonely nights. Morning, never comes too soon. I can face the afternoon. But all those lonely nights, I feel your arms around me. Your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you. Now teach me to forget. You broke my heart in a million ways when you took my happy days and left me lonely nights. Parting of the ways, you took all my happy days and left me lonely. Oh, those lonely nights. Morning never comes too soon. I can face the afternoon. But oh, 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 those lonely nights. I feel your arms around me. Your kisses linger yet. You taught me how to love you. Now teach me, honey, how to forget. You broke my heart in a million ways when you took my happy days. You left me lonely. Oh, I'm so lonely 'cause you left me lonely.
When you walk in the Garden of Eden, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the Garden of Eden, tells you she is forbidden, can you leave her there? When you're yearning for loving, and she touches your hand, with a beautiful woman, and you know how you care, and a voice in the Garden of Eden, tells you she is forbidden, can you leave her there? That girl, she's like a dream come true. Oh, look at that girl. Can blue eyes be so blue? Look at the way she walks. Listen when she talks. Oh, With each word my heart just skips. If I could kiss those lips. Look at that girl, do you see what I see? Look at that girl, she's walking straight to me. That's right, last night I held her tight. It happens all the time. I look at that gal and I can't believe she's mine. Oh, I'm in the world whenever that girl appears. Look at that smile. Look at that style. I would go most any place just to see that lovely face. Yes, my sweeties, come back to me. What can I say to show you the way I feel? When she's with me, you're sure to see a twinkle in my eye. Just look at that girl and you'll know the reason why. Look at that girl, do you see what I see? Hey, look at that girl, she's walking straight to me. That's right, last night I held her tight. It happens all the time. Ain't she a vision in satin and lace? I'm seeing angels all over the place. I look at that gal and I can't believe she's mine.
Well, that was the one that Sylvia thought a lot of people wouldn't know. It's called Look at That Girl. It actually goes back to 1953, Sylvia, whereas the other two, of course, were, I think, quite big hits for Frankie Vaughan. The first one, Happy Days and Lonely Nights, and the second one, Garden of Eden. And that goes back to 1957, so 4 years of 4 years later than the third one. So thank you, Sylvia. I think, actually, you've maintained the no needs any introduction quite nicely. So well done. Thank you for your Frankie Vaughan selection. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is email me, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist that you would like to hear. And if you want to choose the songs, as Sylvia did, then please feel free to do so. And if you can't email, then you can always give the nice folks a call during normal office hours, which I think are like 10 till 6, on 0800 014 1955. And if you get the answer machine, just leave a message and ask them to send it on to me, and they most surely will. Sylvia, thank you so much.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Time now for this week's Tell Me a Story, and this week the story is of The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, and it is read by Basil Rathbone.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. The silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce for sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door." Darkness there, and nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore." Merely this, and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, of this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door. Perched upon the bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door. Perched and sat, and nothing more. Then this ebony bird, beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore, "Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou," I said, "art sure no craven. Ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." Much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast, upon the sculptured bust above his chamber door, with such name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather then he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, "Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before." Then the bird said, "Nevermore." Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, "Doubtless," said I, "what it utters is its only stock and store, caught from some unhappy master, whose unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hopes that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore." But the raven, still beguiling all my sad soul into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking, "Nevermore." This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease, reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. "Wretch," I cried, "thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore."
Quaff, oh, quaff this kind Nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting, get thee back into the tempest of the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes of all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted nevermore.
Have a little mazel, cause mazel means good luck. And if you have a mazel, you always have a buck. And if you have a mazel, and though you're on the ball, well, you're gonna try and try, you never get by, you beat your head against the wall.
Don't ever try to figure why, you know you're not to blame. My cousin made a million,
and he can't even write his name.
Well, you gotta have a little mazel, and you never will get stuck. Cause with a little mazel, you always have good luck.
Well, you gotta have a little mazel, cause mazel means good luck. And with a little mazel, you'll never, never, never get stuck. Yes, you got to have a little mazel, cause mazel means good luck. And with a little mazel, you'll always have a fun.
Don't ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame. My cousin made a million, and he can't even write his name.
Well, you got to have a little mazel, cause mazel means good luck. And with a little mazel, you'll always have a fun.
You must have a little mazel, cause mazel means good luck. And with a little mazel, you'll always have a fun.
Don't ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame. My cousin made a million,
and can't even write his name.
Oh, you gotta have a little bit of mazel, for mazel means good luck. And with a little mazel, you'll always have a fun.
And you'll never, never, never get stuck. and you'll always have a brother. And with the little mazel, you'll always have good luck.
Well, there was the Ravens, and mazel means good luck. And before that, Reading the Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, we had Basil Rathbone tell me a story. And we'll have another story around about the same time next week. Soixante-huit, that was Où va la chance from François Hardy. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Came out better than I thought it was going to do. François Hardy and Où va la chance from 1968. You're listening to Beagley at Night. I'm feeling rather pleased with myself for some bizarre reason. Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. And if you've just joined us and wondered what is going on, well, it's just me having a little bit of fun with you. We've got good music still to come. We have Doris Day coming up in, let me see, what's the time? Around about 15 minutes, something like that. And between now and the end of the program, we also have lots of good music other than Doris Day, including stuff like this. And coming up in 5.5 minutes' time, we'll have our little bit of posh.
Be loved with inspiration. I wanna be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely holding conversation, hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace until our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist. The world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved. I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist. The world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
And they were the Andrews Sisters, and I Wanna Be Loved. Of course, purveyor of Andrews Liversorts. No, I'm just jesting. I love Andrews Liverpool, even after all of these years. And they've been around a long, long time. If I have a dicky tummy or I don't feel quite sparkling, a little teaspoonful of Andrews Liversorts always gets me going. Just thought I'd mention that. All right, a little bit of posh after this. Henry Bussey and his orchestra in Love is just around the corner. You're listening to Big Late Night here on Angel Radio. We're on FM in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth. We're on various DAB thingies and also, of course, on the internet. And you can get details of all of the DAB thingies and how to listen to us on the internet at angelradio.co.uk. But if you're already listening on the DAB and the internet, then you already know how to do it, so don't worry too much. Time now for a little bit of posh, and it is posh this week. Barbara Hendricks, Jerry Hadley, Charles McCarris waving the stick at the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and chorus. This is the Act 2 finale of The Magic Flute.
Papagena, Papagena, Papagena. Weibchen, Teutchen, meine Schöne, vergebens. Ach, sie ist verloren, ich bin zum Unglück schon geboren. Ich plauderte, und das war schlecht, und drum geschieht es mir schon recht, geschieht es mir schon recht. Seit ich gekostet diesen Wein, seit ich das schöne Weibchen sah, so brennt's im Herzenskämmerlein. So zwickt es hier, so zwickt es da. Papagena, Herzensweibchen, Papagena, liebes Bäumchen. Es ist umsonst, es ist vergebens, müde bin ich meines Lebens. Sterben mag der Lieb ein Held, wenn's im Herzen noch so brennt. Diesen Baum da will ich zieren, mir an ihm den Hals zu schnüren, weil das Leben mir missfällt. Gute Nacht, du falsche Welt, weil du böse an mir handelst, mir kein schönes Kind zu alles. So ist's aus, so sterbe ich. Schöne Mädchen, denk an mich, schöne Mädchen, denk an mich. Will sich eine um mich armen, ich hätte noch erbarmen, wo soll lass ich diesmal sein? Rufet nur, ja oder nein, rufet nur, ja oder nein. Keine hört mich, alles stille, alles, alles stille, also ist es euer Wille. Papa, geh nur frisch hinauf, kenne deinen Lebenslauf. Papa, geh nur frisch hinauf, kenne deinen Lebenslauf. Nun, ich warte noch, es sei, ich warte noch, nun, es sei, bis man zählt, eins, zwei, drei. Eins. Zwei.
Ich narve Gast der Zauberding. Narr vergaßt der Zauberding. Erklinge Glockenspiele, erklinge, ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen, ich muss mein liebes Mädchen sehen. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Weibchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, schafft mein Mädchen her. Klinget Glöckchen, klinget, bringt mein Weibchen her. Bringt sie her, mein Mädchen her. Mein Weibchen her.
Martini opera, or a singspiel, really, isn't it? Barbara Hendricks, Jerry Hadley, Charles Bukeris waving the stick at the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and Chorus, and that was the finale of Act Two of Mozart's Die Zauberflöte. And we'll have another bit of a posh around about the same time next week.
Underneath the Maytime blue, and at that apple blossom wedding, I fell in love with you. We realized where we were heading, booked the little church, and then we planned an apple blossom wedding. When spring came round again, so I waited for the flowers, dreaming of a wedding ring. but I only found the showers. You took away the spring. I saw the apple blossom wedding from the balcony above. You had your apple blossom wedding. I lost my apple blossom love. For the flowers, dreaming of a wedding ring, but I only found the showers. You took away the spring. I saw the apple blossom wedding from the balcony up above. You had your apple blossom wedding. I lost my apple blossom love.
Beautiful version of Apple Blossom Wedding there from Buddy Clark. Time now for Day at Night, which really says it all. I don't need to say anything. It's Doris Day at Night. That's it.
Before we met, I never dreamed much. It always seemed such a waste of time. But now I find my every night full of dreams delightful. And you're the reason and the rhyme. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. We'll plan a trip between us, a honeymoon on Venus, then home by rocket in a wink. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. tell me why days are blue. Tell me why all the sunshine comes just at one time when I'm with you. Why do I hate to go, dear, and hate to say goodbye? Now somehow it's always so. And if you know, dear, please tell me why.
Star.
Who knows what happiness is waiting? Just a kiss away from where you are. There's a rising for every fall. Let little worries grieve you if you wear the smile. You'll discover that they'll leave you in a little while. Don't let little clouds upset you. Start right in to sing. Don't let little showers fret you. They don't mean a thing. With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day, your cares fade away, and your heart is young.
La-di-da, la-di-da.
With a smile and a song,
la-di-da, la-di-da.
All the world seems to waken anew, rejoicing with you. As the song is sung, there's no use in grumbling when raindrops come tumbling. Remember, can fill the world with sunshine. When you smile and you sing,
la-di-da,
everything is in tune, and it's spring and life flows along. With a smile and a song.
When you smile and you sing, everything is in tune and it's free.
And life flows along with a smile and a song. With a smile and a song.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da.
Not many people get away with playing soft four songs back to back, but it's just you and I listening. The bosses are all fast asleep, so it doesn't matter, does it? Hope you enjoyed that. Four songs from Doris Day this week. I'll Buy That Dream, Tell Me, and that was Paul Weston with his orchestra, and the Norman LaBeouf Choir throwing in their Pennyworth, Two Pennyworth even. There's a Rising Moon, and With a Smile and a Song. I always think of two-way family favourites when that comes right. At least that's the way I always remember it, two-way family favourites. They used to connect up Hong Kong with people listening in the UK, and I think Germany was there most weeks as well. And it all, whenever you listen to that program, you know, let's say, you know, this is what, back in 1964, Brad, something like that. And they would say, you know, it won't be too long, 1968, before we meet again. And it seemed like the end of the earth. Now, I don't know how years can go as fast as they do, but they do anyway. Thank you, Brad, for the idea of Day at Night, by the way. Brad listens in Chicago most of the time when he's not in Canada, and it was his idea. We always give him credit for it because it was a nice idea. So well done, Brad. Thank you so much. And we'll have some more Doris Day for you around about the same time next week. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know everything's sort of like a suggestion here, with the exception that we do start on time and we have to finish on time. But basically, then, anything in the middle... It is what it is, and the bosses let me get away with a lot here on the program, so thanks to them. Of course, if they were awake and heard it, they probably wouldn't, but it doesn't matter. Want a few more songs? Why not? Here's Frank Noble, then, for some reason. Ray Noble and his orchestra, Al Boley on the vocals, and Freckleface, You're Beautiful.
Pretty and your freckled face is beautiful. Yes, dear, you're beautiful. But not so long ago, I used to tease you so. Pull the funny pigtails in your hair. Now I can conceal the sweet surprise I feel, finding you a lovely lady fair. Oh, freckled face, a work of magic must have taken place to give you all the lovely charm and grace. You're beautiful. Yes, my little freckled face.
Better forget him. him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Are you talking to me?
Love never made a fool of you.
Not until now.
You used to be.
Yes, I was once.
Will you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Go on, admit it. The end of that song is absolutely brilliant, isn't it? That was Rosemary Clooney, of course, and Hey There. And before that, Freckleface, You're Beautiful, from Ray Noble and his orchestra, with vocalizations by the great Al Boley.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Want to say a very good morning to the ladies, Garanya and Joan, over there in County Wicklow in Southern Ireland. Morning, ladies. Hope you are well. They have been listening to this program, I think, as long as I've been doing it, and I've been doing it for quite some time now. I think we're well into our, fifth year, I think? Something like that. I'll work it out and let you know at the end of this song. But they always wait until I give them permission for their last paddies, and they have their last little drink, and then they go off to bed. And for a long time there, I actually didn't do it at all, and I think they managed to stay up drinking most of the night. Well, that's what they told me. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, Joan and Gronja, one drink, and then it's up the stairs to Bedfordshire with you both, please. And you're going to listen to this to take you up there.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is falling, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Well, that was the unicorn song from the Irish Rovers. Sorry, I had to think about it for a moment. But you do, don't you? It's getting to be very early in the morning now. And we played that for Joan and for Grainne. And actually, I just worked out in 2 weeks' time, we will complete 5 years of this programme. Didn't realise that it was quite that long, actually. This is programme 258, and 2 weeks' time it'll be programme 260, which will be 5 years. So there you go. I'd probably get a medal or a cup, I'd probably get a little cup or something like that. I think Brad should send me a little cup. I think somebody should send me a little cup, doesn't matter who. Anyway, I'm going on now. Joan Grainne, thank you for that. Up to bed with you both. Sisters, and I actually found out, I didn't realise this, not only sisters but twins. And I did not know that until a couple of weeks ago, and I would never ever divulge a lady's age, but very impressive set of twins there, that's all I'm going to say. All right, let's move on because I'm rapidly running out of time.
Meant nothing to you. Now my poor your heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
Started me dreaming such wonderful dreams. Until the day that you happened my way, life was so empty it seems. You started me dreaming, wondering if dreams do come true. You put a thrill in a heart that was still the first thrill that I ever knew. Days were so lonely and friendless. Day for me was the same. Nights were so long and so endless until the moment you came. You started me dreaming of heaven for two. You were the start of the dream in my heart. Now I can't stop dreaming of you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Joe Dixon singing with them, You Started Me Dreaming, and that was from 1936, and before that, Bert Ambrose and his orchestra with Sam Brown supplying the vocals and telling us all about those love letters in the sand. And from the gentlemen to the ladies, I think.
Say, folks, what do you think? I used to be a gink and didn't know what life was all about. But things have altered now, quite different somehow. Now I know all there is to know, no doubt. I must have been quite simple in the past. Thank goodness I snapped out of it at last. 'Cause I go twice a week to the pictures. Oh, the pictures are educating me. Once I was a great big chump, the boys called me a sap. I'd blush just like a beetroot if I sat upon their lap. But since I've been twice a week to the pictures, I'm getting quite a wise guy, don't you see? I smoke in front of mother now. and I don't care two hoots. I've got the boys all guessing like a lot of great galoots. I don't call them by their Christian names, I just say hiya toots. Cause I go twice a week to the pictures, and it's making a tough guy out of me. Neck and say, come on, let's go. Cause I go twice a week to the pictures, and it's making a tough guy out of me. I started to get wise, then opened up my eyes and said, how long has this been going on? Wisecrackers, they all said, I thought this dame was dead. Gee whiz, she ain't, she's coming on a time. Now when I kiss a guy, you bet he's kissed. Making up for everything I've of hooey. When people go and eat in there, gee whiz, they must be screwy. They sell you trout and onions and they kid you it's chop suey. Ah, I go twice a week to the pictures, boys, and it's making a tough guy out of me. Oh, have a grand time.
Bye.
pretty good on the high notes, wasn't she? That was Gracie Fields with Jay Wilbur and his band, and Would You? And before that, the fabulous Tessie O'Shea. I used to love her so much. I go twice a week to the pictures. And I think if I'm quick, I can probably fit in two more, one of which is certainly going to be Andy Williams.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be. Won't free you, my heart won't try. I know the only one for me. Won't free you, my heart won't try, my heart won't try.
Guess there's no use in hanging round. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I'll find somebody, wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you.
just put it down to me not being able to make a decision which Andy Williams song to play. So I played them both. The more I see you and can't get used to losing you, but I am going to lose you right now because it's time for me to go. Thank you so much for joining me here for the last 2 hours, if you managed to stay the course. I'm Roy Beagley, and I hope that you have a good and safe week and can join me back here around about the same time next week. Until then, keep well, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning, except you, Brad Clamper, and I wish you a very good evening.
Don't cry, don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Dry your eyes and let's be sweethearts again. And oh, 'cause you know I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Come on, sweetheart, and let's try it over again. And whoa, don't cry.